The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry Bader Show, 906. Yeah, I'm here. I need to check something. Jason's on the phone, and I just have to make sure this isn't something before I launch into something else. Jason's not listening to a word I say. That's not anything I need to worry about over there, is it, Jason? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was afraid it was someone who thought they were supposed to be on the show 10:06 Eastern, say, instead of 10:06 Central. Well, those things happen sometime. Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good call. Well, I just wanted to be sure. We are going to be, in fact, what I'm alluding to is U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joins us at 10:06 Central. Liberals are going to hammer him for his vote. Yesterday. We're also good on the veterans bill. We are also going to discuss with him the latest developments in Iraq and whatever else we get to. I at some point want to revisit a topic today that we took up yesterday, and that is Eric Cantor's defeat. Yesterday we talked about why it happened. In the 24 hours since we discussed that, Democrats are giddy. They believe, those radical Wescally Tea Partiers have taken over. Now, this is funny. They're going to get whiplash. Recently, Democrats said, ding dong, the Tea Party's dead. Now the Tea Party is once again this evil empire taking over the Republican Party. They can go ahead and get excited, but I believe they have it wrong. We'll get to that. I want to start here. I know that there's nothing new about the concept that I'm about to share with you. And that is what happens when a Republican has a gaffe and a liberal has a gaffe. Do you remember, I believe she was at a Tea Party event, when Sarah Palin said, we're going to party like it's 1773? And the Twitter sphere and the media went nuts. Sarah Palin doesn't realize that 1776, it's 1776. She was referring to the Boston Tea Party. And had it right. Yet, that still with some resonated as a gaffe. Anything Sarah Palin says is going to be presumed a gaffe until it's proven otherwise. Anything a liberal ever says is presumed sound, and then if it is a gaffe, it's ignored. There have been two in the last week from Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton said that she and Bill left the White House dead broke. She said that. PolitiFact has already called it mostly false. And now she has clarified that. Well, you know, our family is obviously blessed. Okay, that's one thing. Then, yesterday, in an appearance with Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, she's speaking at the event. She compared. Now, the parallels do seem to be there. She compared the race. She's talking about chapter one of her book, Team of Rivals, where she and President Obama, of course, were rivals in 2008. She, a senator from New York, he, a senator from Illinois. She would go on to be Secretary of State. This has all happened before. Well, most of it has happened before. Take a listen.
In the very first chapter, a chapter I rightly call Team of Rivals, because that's what it was in the beginning. A senator from Illinois ran against a senator from New York, just as had happened way back with a senator from Illinois named Lincoln and a senator from New York named Seward. And it turned out the same way.
Well, yeah. Ultimately, Lincoln defeated Seward for the Republican nomination and became president. And Seward, of course, did become Secretary of State. There's one just tainsy-wainsy little problem with that. Lincoln wasn't a senator. He lost to Douglas of Lincoln-Douglas debate fame. He lost. Now, is this a big deal? Well, let me rephrase the question, Your Honor. Should this be a big deal? Given the fact that she essentially claims to be from Illinois. That's the other thing. She's not really from New York. But she is supposed to be the smartest woman in the world, and she doesn't know that Lincoln lost. She doesn't know that. I know. And now we're going to get all the requisite excuses. She was tired. I don't suppose they want to use that concussion excuse on, bring that into play. That just, you know, all these other stupid things that she said in the past that turn out to be false. Well, you know, I don't suppose they would want to blame it on her age either. That might not be the smartest tactical move. Actually, they're not going to have to come up with any excuses. You know why? Yeah, nobody, yeah, right, Jason, she's not going to be called out on this. Can you imagine what would be going on today had Sarah Palin or any other Republican had made this mistake? Oh, yeah, go ahead. That's good choice, Jason. Condi Rice. Yeah. I can't imagine Condi Rice making that mistake. I can't. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying. I do. I just get so frustrated. Yeah, a friend writes, look, Jerry, it's Hillary. She's special. You really need to stop expecting facts and actual results. That is exactly the way liberals are treated. It's the same thing when they step in it versus, and I can speak from experience on this, when a conservative steps into controversy, it's treated very, very differently. Okay, beyond being annoying, and this is annoying, beyond being annoying, there's an importance to this, though. This is a helpful reminder of what life is going to be like if it is Hillary Clinton. I'm still not convinced it is, although I'm thinking more and more she is going to run. But if it is Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee for president in 2016, this is a taste of what any Republican is going to face. I mentioned earlier that some of the national talk show hosts have really taken a shine to Scott Walker. How do you prepare Scott Walker for what the national media is going to do to everything he says? And here is even the more dangerous one. Right now, the media is pretending that they love Chris Christie the same way they pretended they love John McCain to get him nominated. Once he is nominated, if it were to be him, he would I can't even imagine what he's going to face. They're just setting him up to knock him down. That's what they're doing. One more point of frustration on this. You liberals who think, well, this is no big deal, no big deal. How do you live with yourself? Really? You poo-poo this, and you know what your response is going to be? To send me something that George W. Bush said. That's going to be your response, just like it is for everything. You can't defend anything. You can't defend President Obama's policies. You can't defend Benghazi. You can't defend Bergdahl. You can't defend the IRS scandals. You can't defend Fast and Furious. So you just simply send me some stupid little copied and pasted thing about something George W. Bush did. Iraq is falling and Barack Obama doesn't care, but you're going to blame George Bush for that too. Why? Because you don't have any intellectual heft at all upon which to build a defense of any liberal. All you can do is say, you can do it too, even when it's not true. It just gets very, 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 one more, very frustrating. We will get to the excitement Dems have about Eric Cantor later in the show, although I do have something briefly to say about that. Well, the possibility of Paul Ryan in the speakership. We'll deal with that in 5 minutes. It's 9:17.
Things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.